The Guardian.
What's striking is that there's a sea change in surgery and medicine across the NHS. Up until now, surgeons have been very chary of giving information about the death rates of what happens to patients under the knife. They've said that this would mean that surgeons are going to become risk averse, that they'll say no, they're not going to treat that particular patient because it might worsen their averages. They've been very resistant, really, for forever. And what we're talking about now is a determination by the government that these numbers should come out into the open for the major branches of surgery.
John, this is all part of a long-running campaign and a series of reports from The Guardian, isn't it?
I think we can claim some credit for this. In 2005, just after the Freedom of Information Act came in, we decided that this was supposed to open up doctors' performance, and we put in 36 parallel applications for the NHS trusts that were performing cardiothoracic surgery, heart bypasses, aortic valve replacements, and so on. And it was that application, and it was being able to actually to publish data about individual surgeons, which really nudged that particular branch of surgery to greatly improve their statistical collection and dissemination. So what they have now, and I think they do acknowledge that we did play quite a part in this, is for each heart surgeon, there are figures up showing the survival and death rates for particular sorts of operation. The death rates are very low, but it was because those figures were there that now the government is able to say, well, it worked there, there weren't any problems, we want to see this much more widely in other branches of surgery, and beyond that into medicine.
How worried should we be? Because if you're going in for, or someone you love is going in for abdominal or hip and knee surgery, you could get quite nervous about the whole thing, couldn't you?
Well, you shouldn't be any more nervous than you were yesterday, because there aren't going to be any more deaths caused by this. That's the first point. Secondly, I should say that we're not being able to see this information for a little while yet, so you don't go looking on a website today, because it's going to be a matter of weeks away before this is going up. But thirdly, I think it is entirely appropriate that people should know the score. If you're going to have an operation, you should be able to make a decision. Well, what are the risks? Do I want to have this operation? Do I prefer to live with this condition? Or do I prefer to have the surgery? And having said that, to ask the question, well, where do I want to have it? Of course, I'd like to have it in my local hospital. But is my local hospital actually the best one to go to for this particular procedure? Choice shouldn't just be about choosing a hospital on the basis of its car parking or the quality of its meals. The quality of its medicine is rather important too.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.